a job.
I quit.
You can't quit.
And why not?
Well, you're fired.
You can't fire him.
Why not?
He quit.
I shall expect your resignation in the morning.
Okay, everyone, let's get back to work.
That sounds fun.
This is an office place. People shouldn't be happy.
In the world of work, nothing is guaranteed. Your career is always on the line.
This is something that could affect you the rest of your life.
So to be in control of your future, you need to know how the game is played. This is your place to listen, talk, and learn from both sides of the hiring desk. This is The Career Doctors with Craig Allen and Deborah Sawyer. The doctors are in, ready to consult you at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190. Now, here are Deborah and Craig.
Oh, welcome to the Career Doctors, your home for an inside perspective into the world of work. Some straight talk, some real world advice from both sides of the hiring desk. Gene, I'm getting a lot of feedback and reverb. Are you getting that, Deborah? Are you getting that?
I was wondering there who was doing the rapping.
There we go. I sound like Nelly. Nelly here with Deborah Sawyer in studio, the Career Doctors of Soul, Rap, and R&B. Anyway, this is the Career Doctors every Saturday from 12 to 2, your place, your home for an inside perspective into the world of work, some straight talk, some real-world advice, and hopefully some insights that are helpful to you and yours as you navigate the choppy waters of the workahoochee, as Deborah calls
it.
The workahoochee, which is, of course, that rocky place we call the workplace every day. Our numbers are 770-226-0920. We are here, of course, to take your calls and provide some advice. 770-226-0920. It is a new number. We, of course, will be redoing our show openings to put the new number in there. They just changed the number recently to align with the new call letters of the station, which went from being
1190 to 920.
So it's 770-226-0920. And if you're outside the Atlanta metro area, which Deborah has educated me is the largest free calling area in the country, right?
It's the largest, yeah.
In the country,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
It is 1-888.
Based on area, yeah.
Based on area size. 1-888-920-2665. 888-920-2665. Again, the local number, 770-226-0920. We'll be giving you that number throughout the show because we invite your participation. Questions, comments, issues you may have, we're happy to address them. Looks like we have a loyal listener already calling right at the top of the show before
right
we can even.
They want to get their question in.
They want to get the question in. Steve. Steve from Marietta is joining us regarding a question related to sales, I guess. Steve, are you with us?
Yes.
Welcome to the Career Doctors.
Thanks. I hire independent contractor salespeople, people who want to be in control of their own future, their own commission, their own income. It's more of an entry-level sales position. It takes a different kind of attitude, quite frankly, than an employee mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Self-starters.
Excuse me?
Self-starters.
Absolutely. Oh. I've been self-employed for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great career with it. But I have a hard time finding the kind of right-thinking people. I think they're a rare breed, quite frankly. But is there a better source? I use some of the online job boards. I've used AJC. I've used email blast. I've used all kinds of things.
Wait a minute. Before we get into the tools, let's go back to your comment, having trouble finding the right thinking kind of thinking people. Let's talk about that. What is wrong with the people you are finding? Do you pay them a salary or is it straight commission?
Yeah, straight commission. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. But go ahead.
Yeah.
That obviously that cuts out a lot of people right away. I understand.
You got to be a self-confident, experienced sales professional to take a job that's all commission. In many cases, you got to have a book of business and, you know, and know that you can make a living without any, do you give them any benefits or anything?
Great training, first class product.
Yep.
And my experience.
What kind of product is it? Just a general
financial services, calling on businesses, helping with cash flow, profit.
So an intangible, really, kind of an intangible service.
Yeah. Service industry, right?
Yeah. You're not selling payment services like an ISO, are you?
No.
Okay. And so you're getting people who, what, are typically used to a more traditional salary job?
Right.
And don't last long because they can't take the ramp-up period?
Yeah, they you know, you got to eat rejects for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the first 90 days to get the business going. And,
yeah.
I provide some tools and leads and that kind of thing to help them with that. But anyway, I've listened to you guys over the last, you know, 6 months or so, and I wanted to see if there's something, other source that I don't know of.
We're going to put our heads together here.
I mean, I will tell you that I have one client that's, you know, a pretty large organization, but the way they're structured, To join them, you have to be an independent contractor.
Right.
And it takes a lot of education on our part, mine and the clients, to get people to understand what that means.
Believe me, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, so
he's
first of all,
that, yeah.
You've got to be able to, you know, so I think you need to be thinking about that from a messaging standpoint.
Right.
A lot of, you know, there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of legitimate jobs out there, and for every legitimate job, there is the illegitimate job. And getting people to understand what you're doing and the legitimacy of it, and how you're planning on paying them, and that if you have a, you know, and just that overall trust is a whole different kind of message than putting something on a job board.
Agreed. I mean, yeah, I have them coming in one-on-one interviews and group interviews, that kind of thing, so different methods. I'm pretty good at explaining that. It's just, I guess I'm looking for
are there two or three people that work with you that are very successful?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Have you tried to leverage their network of who they know? If they're very successful and people see that they're being successful, surely somebody's asking them, what do you do, Craig, for a living? And how do
sure.
I get a piece of this?
Yeah.
And then how do you motivate them to turn you on to their friends?
Or even Steve, do you have, to take Deborah's line, the direction that she's heading, I kind of like that. Do you have some metrics that show that even though it's tough and you got to be a certain kind of person, do you have some averages that say within 6 months our average person is making this kind of living, or within a year, or something that is pretty much you can offer to people as hope?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What does the average person make their first year? By the end of the year, what have they made that year?
We expect 30 to 50, somewhere
okay.
in there.
All right, and that's proven over time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, see, that's not a bad story to tell.
Yeah.
There may be some, as you say, some tough startup as you learn the business and develop the network, but once you get going, it can be very nice. What about the second year out? Does that typically increase?
Usually they'll double it.
Double it.
Okay.
And what's the average tenure of one of your good people? How long has the longest person that's been with you, for example?
14 years.
Wow. And where do you go? What's the path? Career path?
Sales, and then to possibly sales management, and then more of a senior consultant or senior salesperson within the organization.
See, Deborah, I'm thinking he's got a story to tell, but he's just got to tell it the right way.
He's got to find a place to tell it.
A place to
right.
tell it and exactly how to tell it, because there's a story there. You can't dwell on the negatives. The negative is, yeah, you got to start. We don't pay you big cash. You got to be a self-starter. You got to be a good salesperson, self-confident.
Right.
But you can make it, and you can make it and double it year after year if you're really good.
Absolutely.
And we have a good product, which you're saying. Is it backed by a reputable company we would know? Is it a brand we know?
Probably not. I've been around 35 years. So,
okay.
It's been, you know, 3 decades of,
yeah.
of that. So, okay. This is what I needed to hear again. I guess just, again, I was looking for if there's a source of people that are independent contractor, but more of a leveraging networking.
I think it's more of a leveraging networking thing. Right. And even if that means that you know, you call your top performer and say, hey guys, listen, we need to add the staff. Who do you know? And here's $1,000 for
right.
everyone I hire that stays for 6 months
there you
or
go.
Does something.
There you go. Those internal incentives, Steve, can be very, very powerful to say to existing people, because they're going to be your best recruiters that you could find.
Absolutely.
Give them a spiff for everybody they bring in who lasts 60 days or 90 days or whatever
now,
it is.
Now, do you do any kind of a draw for the first 60 days or anything like that?
I do a little bit of it. In the first 90 days, do a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just enough to
help them out.
Survive, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, let us know how it goes. I mean, it's a tough challenge, but I think it can be overcome with the right positioning, as Deborah said.
Perfect. Thanks for your help.
Good luck.
Good question.
All right. Thanks. Oh, and you know, and he's probably already hung up, but you know, what is it? Sales ladders.
Salesladders.com. That might be a good place for him, because people who go there know that it's sales. They know what sales is all about. They know the concept of a draw against commission.
Yeah.
They understand that and the terminology. And as you say, Deborah, the ones who would go to salesladder.com, Steve, if you're listening, check out theladders.com, LADDERS. And there are four of them, I believe, isn't there, Deborah?
Yes.
Marketing and sales, finance. And one of them is called Sales Ladder. And that might be a very interesting place for you to advertise for salespeople who are pure commission only. Because as Deborah said, those kind of folks know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Fish
where the fish are,
exactly.
Exactly.
Interesting, Deborah. Your favorite source just came out with a survey that indicated...
Well, now that he likes me, I'm fine with that.
Who?
Is that ExecuNet?
Yeah, Dave Opton likes you. Dave does like you. ExecuNet, which is one of the online services that targets the 100,000-plus executive, that's executives that make $100,000 a year or more, recently came out with what executives have ranked excuse me, is the activities that have been most important to their careers, most helpful in their careers. And the number one thing that was most helpful to most executives, according to ExecuNet, was routinely building the network. No surprise there.
No surprise.
Outside the company and with industry trade contacts. I guess, Deborah, that underscores the importance of building your knowledge base and your network within your industry. You deal a lot with people.
I deal a lot with that.
Yeah. If somebody really is well penetrated in the industry, that's very powerful, isn't it?
It is.
The number two activity that they ranked as most important in their careers was developing leadership skills. Well, that's obvious, but it's very, very important. In fact, there was an article I read this morning about how, I think it was in Tuesday's Wall Street Journal, Deborah, about how tough it is to get good leadership training these days and how many of the leadership training programs perhaps are not as strong as they ought to be to develop good skills. So number two is developing good leadership skills. And for our listeners out there who are in a management path, or a career track that leads them to managing people, we strongly advocate that you make sure you get a mentor, right, Deborah, at work?
Yes.
And that you look into ways to continue to develop your, because managing one person or managing yourself as an individual contributor is a lot different than managing a team of 10, 20, or 50 or more.
It is.
You see that all the time.
All the time.
And you see people who fail along the way, and it costs them, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
It can be detrimental. Number three activity is ranked is continue to expand technical and functional expertise. Number four is increased visibility with industry groups. Again, back to that networking thing and your visibility within your industry. Offer to make a speech and that kind of thing. Offer to be out there and be a barometer or a person who's visible. Number five, work all out of the current job. That just means work hard, I guess. Number six, routinely network with recruiters. And number seven, develop people management skills, which again is back to leadership. Number eight, seek out developmental assignments. Number nine, routinely network inside the company to raise your visibility. And number 10, develop people management skills again. It keeps coming up three times. Leadership and people management skills seems to be a common theme.
I think brown nosing was
brown. Brown nosing is number two on that list,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, there you go. Our numbers again are 770-226-0920. You're with the Career Doctors. We're here to address your questions and comments or concerns you may have in the workforce today. Deborah?
So to that little grid you just read out.
Uh-huh.
Had a gentleman, a senior executive interview this past week with a client, and I said, all right, Joe, here are the three things that have gotten you this far. Here are the three things that you've done.
In the interview process or career?
Yeah, in your career,
right.
That they like.
Uh-huh.
And so I went through them. I said, one, here's this, second, this. So what you need to do, here what the discussion is going to be around. They are going to expect you to give them vignettes,
examples, case studies,
of where you've exerted leadership in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty straightforward. All right, here's interviewer number one. Here's his personality. Here's his background. Here's what he's going to go after.
Mm-hmm.
Here's number two. Here's his personality. Here's his background. Here's what he's going to ask. Here's number three, so forth. He has six interviews. The feedback was, what a great guy. Nice guy. Like to have lunch with this person. Great guy.
Never communicated it.
Really good experience. Not once did he give any examples of where he showed leadership.
Missed it.
Completely missed it. So I get that, and then I call him, talk to him. He said, boy, you were right on. Those guys asked me every question you told me they were going to ask.
Thanks.
Why didn't you answer them?
What did he say?
I didn't tell him that. I said that we were still waiting to get the...
Yeah, you were being nice. You punted. Listen to Deborah protecting his ego.
Oh, we haven't gotten to all the feedback yet. I understand they really liked you.
Yeah, they liked you personally. Loved to have lunch with you.
For a fat lady, you didn't sweat much.
Yeah. So the moral of that story, Deborah?
It's you've got to be able.
Listen when you're coached.
Well, number one, but also this whole thing about leadership and being able to talk about it and where you feel like... Whether you are, you know, an executive or whether you're working at McDonald's, at points you're going to be able to demonstrate leadership, be able to recount those back in the interview.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And last but not least, when somebody like Deborah offers you direction and advice, listen to them and take it at heart. She's there to help you position yourself well. All right, we can take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about helicopter parents. Parents that go meddle in their kids' job careers. We're going to talk about breaking into the boardroom, some progress being made by women. And we're going to talk about how companies decide who gets laid off and buyout packages. Stay with us, 770-226-0920. 770-226-0920. We'll be right back.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. but it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Atlanta's new home for talk, 920 WGKA.
Hi, Craig Allen here, and you've probably heard me say that people make important judgments about you within 60 seconds of just saying hello. You are what you wear, and my personal choice for fine career clothing has always been H. Stockton Atlanta. A local institution, H. Stockton has been your home for the finest in men's and women's career and casual clothing for over 40 years. You too can enjoy ready-to-wear and custom-made suits in the richest, most luxurious wools from Samuelson and Hickey Freeman, and a wide variety of beautiful dress shirts in Oxford cloth and supple Sea Island cotton. H. Stockton makes you feel like $1 million, and boy do I love those ties. Gorgeous yet understated silk ties to help any man make his own personal fashion statement. With 5 stores throughout Atlanta, including downtown, Cobb on Cumberland Boulevard, North Point Village in Alpharetta, Park Place across from Perimeter Mall, and Lenox Mall. Remember, you simply can't afford not to look your very best. Get over to H. Stockton today and put your career on the fast track. I guarantee it'll be worth the trip, and tell them the Career Doctor sent you.
Are you an experienced graphic artist with a flair for the retail or fashion industry? Do you have an architectural background with experience designing commercial interior spaces? Are you seeking a new career challenge that inspires your creative side? If you answered yes, the folks at Millersell would like to hear from you. Millersell is the 30-year-old Atlanta-based firm that creates a world-class retail selling environment for some of the world's best-known companies, like Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Coca-Cola. Millersell offers a collaborative and inspiring working environment, and we're actually looking to add creative talent to our team. We are seeking graphic and production artists, industrial designers, and art directors with a flair for the dramatic. Explore the possibilities at RecruitMe at Millersell.com. Again, that's RecruitMe at Millersell.com. Millersell is an equal opportunity employer, and all inquiries will be held in strict confidence to preserve your privacy. Millersell, where it's all about you.
Hello, Atlanta. I'm Bill Bennett, hoping you'll start your weekdays with me and about 2 million other like-minded folks who are making Morning in America the fastest-growing breakfast show in the nation. I'm always on the lookout for smart, interesting, sometimes under-the-radar guests and help fill in the blanks. And I'm always on the lookout for you, because whatever the topic at the water cooler, your opinion will matter on the next Morning in America.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, mornings 6 till 9, only on 920 WGKA.
Why do I go to crosswalk.com? The best Bible study tools on the internet, and they're free.
The biggest Christian chats and forums on the web.
I love the daily devotionals.
Movie reviews I can trust.
Great articles on marriage and parenting.
The latest news and reviews on Christian books and music.
A great Christian single section.
News and commentary from a Christian perspective.
Why do I go to crosswalk.com?
Why do I go to crosswalk.com?
Why do I go to crosswalk.com?
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life. Why do you go?
Remember to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight as we begin daylight savings time. It's also a good time to replace the battery in your smoke detector. This reminder from 920 WGKA.
This is where you get a checkup from the neck up, the Career Doctors, with Deborah Sawyer and Craig Allen. We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190.
Now, welcome back to the Career Doctors. Deborah and Craig here with you today, talking about all things work-related, and that includes this new phenomenon called either helicopter parents or kamikaze parents.
Or meddlers.
Meddlers. Good old-fashioned meddler.
Helicopter parents, what are they? Parents going to work, parents meddling in their children's activities, trying to impact their children's careers. So very interesting. Companies like Vanguard Group, St. Paul's Travelers, General Electric, and Boeing are having their managers get phone calls from parents asking them to hire their 20-something kids who are out trolling the Workahoochee looking for a job.
Well, I hear that the parents are actually showing up for the job interviews.
Yeah, that's so. There's a story here about, let's see, here it is. Deborah.
You bring mom along for the interview.
A lady named Deborah Attillo at Enterprise Rent-A-Car was surprised when a young woman brought a companion, her dad. She said he was interested in learning about the work environment. The father sat in the lobby during the interview. She says it. She didn't hold it against the candidate, and she ended up hiring the woman anyway. But dad came along just because he was interested. So Interesting helicopter phenomena. Some employers, however, are also adapting to the trend by altering some parts of the hiring process, sending parents copies of offer letters and including them in recruiting sessions. Mom, Dad, you want to come on in?
Come on in.
Have you ever had this happen with you?
You know.
Don't tell me you have.
No.
Oh.
My executives are a little bit
more
further down the line. They might
so you're not getting
dig
the youngs.
Their parents up from the grave.
You're not interviewing for a lot of 20-somethings, are you?
No.
Strong parent-child relationships can be a lifelong asset, of course, but there's evidence young adults don't always appreciate all the hovering. And parents who cross the line between mentoring and meddling risk hampering young adults' ability to develop self-reliance. I think that's definitely true. General Electric made an offer to one recruit last fall, only to get a call the next day from the recruit's mother trying to negotiate an increase in pay.
She was negotiating the offer, right? Now, I have had the wife call and do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, it happened recently.
How did she do that?
Where the wife called and said that she wanted to see if we couldn't bump the sign on up by another couple of thousand.
That's great. That's great. It's better than having an agent. Just have the wife call. You know, hey, it's not me. It's you. Wasn't me. It was my
wife.
Yeah,
exactly right.
At Pella Window Corporation. You know, Pella makes the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic staffing manager of the Pella, Iowa maker of windows and doors has begun hearing from job candidates, parents, trying to renegotiate offers and asking why their child didn't get an offer. Can you imagine? Hello, Deborah. It's Craig. How come my son didn't get the offer?
My son didn't get an answer.
Ferguson Enterprises, a Newport News, Virginia building supplies distributor, last year started offering to send a copy of recruits' offer letters to their parents as an automatic practice. But it's like getting your report card. Should we go ahead and send it to mom, too? What's up with this? PNC Financial Services, a big bank based in Pittsburgh. I think it stands for Pittsburgh something.
National Corporation.
PNC Financial Services invites students' parents to some recruiting events. How about that?
Yeah.
Come along. We're
going
to recruit. We want your mom and dad to feel good about it. Heavy cell phone and email contact with teens through college is fueling parent involvement beyond the normal breakaway rules. I think that's true, Deborah. Think about the relationship we have with our kids now. We're instant messaging them. We're emailing them. We're talking to them. We're playing a very big role in our kids' lives, aren't we? I guess you're not.
Well, no, we are. You know, I like to think that I'm not, you know, the butt-insky, but
However, some parents are...
Mine are a lot younger than yours.
Yours are a little younger.
Kind of hard to manage.
Yeah, Chloe carrying the instant messaging device.
She does have one of those.
She does, actually?
Uh-huh, she has a trio.
There you go. She's got a better device than I do, for goodness sakes. That's because her mom has connections with Palm, isn't it?
Yeah, she got a cast off.
However, some parents may fear kids will never leave the nest and want to give them a push. 11% of adults aged 25 to 34 still live with their parents. 11%. Of adults, 25 to 34, still live at home with parents, according to the Census Bureau.
Well, it's a new movie out there, Battle Year to Launch, with Sarah Jessica Parker. It's all about that.
exact theme. An online poll of 400 students and young adults last year by Experience Inc., a Boston career services firm, found 25% of their parents were overly involved to the point that their involvement was either annoying or embarrassing. How about that? If you've got a kid, if you've played a little helicopter role in their life, if you have some experience with this, maybe you've been a hiring manager and you've seen a parent or, as Deborah says, a spouse meddling in the job recruiting process, give us a call. Our numbers are 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920.
There's a book out there. It's called Queen Bee Moms and Kingpin Dads.
Ooh, about this subject?
Well, it's about dealing with parents, teachers, coaches, basically all of the adults that are in your child's life, other than yourself.
A little coaching there.
Yeah.
I like that. Is that you? That's an Amazon book?
I saw it at Borders the other day, but yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Queen Bee Moms and Kingpin Dads.
With the parents, teachers, coaches, et cetera, who can make or break your child's future.
Yeah, well, according to this article, can break it more than make it, I would think. I can't even imagine a parent meddling, other than for a part-time job or an internship, you know, to help a kid, you know, kind of at least get an interview. But to meddle in the job offer process itself and to question the job offer, to me, is a little bit out there. So, Deborah, we've been talking for months now about the unfortunate turn of events happening at General Motors as the company goes through one piece of bad news after another. Recently, you, of course, heard, first it was announced they had lost $8.6 billion last year when they did the books. Then they found another $2 billion they missed, right?
I forgot a little bit, yeah.
I told you my wife's joke was if you make a buck, you make more than General Motors. Or if you lose less than $8.6 billion, you make more than General Motors. They lost $8.6 billion last year. So it turns out they've offered buyout packages intended to spur early retirements and achieve a reduced payroll. that have been dangling in front of hourly workers at plants, plus at their parts supplier, Delphi. Eligible employees who must belong to the United Auto Workers Union total about 126,000 people, making the potential buyout second in scope only to Verizon's 3 years ago. Verizon had a big buyout, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I know Verizon's been up there on some of their more creative ways to reduce their cost structure. GM has offered up to $140,000 to plant workers with at least 10 years on the job and $70,000 to those with fewer than 10 years on the job. Though the offers are generous for blue-collar workers, it's not a no-brainer for employees. Those who accept the package forfeit health care benefits. That's really what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about.
Trying to reduce the health care liability of a company like General Motors. So you look at it, you go, wow, $140,000 flat payment to leave the company. Or $70,000 if I've been there less than 10 years. But you give up your health care benefits, which I believe for GM workers, as a former GM executive myself, are going on for life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why GM has something like 1.2 million people on their health care plan, while they only have 275,000, which is quickly shrinking, as I'm going to talk in a minute. 275,000 full-time employees.
But that hasn't stopped them from paying Coach K over at Duke to be their spokesperson during the Final Four, does it?
Well, guess what? Here's a little inside perspective on the world of work. You know who the chairman of GM is, Rick Wagner.
Rick Wagner.
You know he used to play for Duke.
I did not know that.
And did you know that at his house in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, he has recreated a gymnasium that is completely adorned in Duke colors? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So are you surprised that they would sign Coach K when the chairman is a big Duke basketball fanatic?
No, I hope that it's coming out of Rick Wagner's pocket.
Exactly. You see Deborah immediately thinking, I hope the stockholders aren't paying for that. The average hourly pay for a union member at General Motors is $27, but when you look at the benefits, push that hourly pay up to $73 an hour. So the company is willing to offer substantial lump sums to workers in exchange for giving up health care protection. Maybe you're out there working for GM. We've been asking Deborah for weeks for somebody from GM. We had one lady who called us a while back. Mm-hmm. I think she worked for GM. I'm not sure. She was with a big car company. And she had taken the initiative to go back to school to get her MBA.
You had one or a three chance on that one, didn't you?
She was one of three. I thought she said she was with GM, but I don't remember. But we guessed that she did. She was at one of the plants that was about to go through, Doraville, or what's the other one?
Hapeville. With Ford.
But to her credit, she saw the writing on the wall, which Deborah and I often talk about. She went out, got into school, advanced her education. I think she was either about to finish or had finished her MBA and was looking at a new career. And Deborah and I both salute somebody like that who takes the initiative.
But she probably did it on GM's dime.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
You know, okay. Companies offer those. I mean, that's the way it goes. How much time? I got a minute or so? Let me go on for just 1 second. So GM laid off several hundred white-collar workers this week, Tuesday, as part of their plan. And 500 of the jobs were cut in 30 locations across the U.S., only the beginning, as GM has said it plans to cut 7% of its salaried. That's full-time salaried workforce, or 2,500 jobs. They did not say what the average size of those jobs was in terms of salary, but GM is going to cut 30,000 hourly workers in close to 12 facilities. As we said, they lost $10.6 billion. And, of course, the buyout package with between $70,000 and $140,000 to its hourly workers who work at the union level.
Mm-hmm.
GM said it expects its U.S. market share will fall one percentage point this quarter to 24%. And, by the way, just to put that in perspective, if you wonder why GM's having such a tough time, 10 years ago, GM's market share was 32%. So GM is watching its poor business continue to shrink and go away. When we come back, we'll talk about how companies calculate the odds and determine who gets a buyout offer, something that very few people know. And we'll talk about the pitfalls of doing it the wrong way. When we come back, more on buyouts. 770-226-0920. We'll be right back.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week.
This is meteorologist Tony Jackson in the WGKA Weather Center. We've got an upper-level disturbance headed our way, rain likely, and a thunderstorm or two by the afternoon. Take the umbrella with you if you're headed out, the high topping out at around 77 degrees, about 8 degrees above our seasonal average. Well, the overnight low falling to around 62. Headed into Sunday, we get sun and clouds mixed, a slight chance of a thunderstorm by the afternoon, but warm. Highs of 81, and headed into Monday when you make that commute, well, we're expecting a few scattered thunderstorms by the afternoon. High upper 70s. From the WGK Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Jackson.
Laura Ingram.
We need to stop and
remember that the terrorists want the cameras to come to these areas where these explosions occur, where these IEDs go off. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because they feel like if they can get this coverage, and it's day after day after day after day, that they're going to be able to beat down public opinion in the United States. It's already beaten down in other parts of the world, but for this war in Iraq.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays, 9 till noon, only on 920 WGKA.
Ladies, ever wish you could find a new career outside of corporate America? A way to have a career that gives you the flexibility to spend time with your kids? Consider becoming an independent Cookie Lee Jewelry Consultant, one of America's most exciting and fastest growing home-based businesses.
I love that I can just wear the jewelry and people ask me about it and practically buy it off of me.
Cookie Lee, the 13-year-old national direct sales company, features hundreds of beautiful and affordable high-fashion jewelry items you can sell to friends, family, and colleagues. Cookie Lee provides everything you'll need to go into business for yourself. Best of all, the necklaces, bracelets, pendants, and earrings are so beautiful, you will find hosting your own jewelry shows to be an exciting and fun way to have a business.
Because everybody is so helpful, it's like one big family.
Visit www.cookielee.com today and take the first step toward taking charge of your life. Cookie Lee Jewelry, wear it, share it, sell it. Investment required. Complete consultant terms and conditions available at www.cookielee.com. Like other direct selling businesses, personal commitment drives financial results.
Hey, this is Mike Gross, president of Dividend America Mortgage, and I want to tell you what our motto means: expert advice and exceptional service. If you're out there looking for a mortgage and they're telling you you've got to take a higher rate because your credit is bad, give Dividend America Mortgage a call, because that's just a scam. You're out there looking for no closing cost loans, and if you want the best rate, you know they're raising your rate in order to pay those closing costs, you need to call Dividend America Mortgage. If you're buying a house, you need to come talk to Dividend America Mortgage. We have the best rates, the lowest closing cost, and a closing cost guarantee. Debt consolidation, cash to buy a second home, investment properties, it doesn't matter. If you're not doing business with us, you're missing something. Get expert advice, exceptional service, and the lowest rate. Call Mike Gross today at 770-350-7373. That number again is 770-350-7373. Get expert advice, exceptional service, and a closing cost guarantee. Visit us online at dividendamerica.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for Beyond the News. The decision by Senator John McCain to push through the Judiciary Committee the version of immigration reform he co-authored with Ted Kennedy has once again put Senator McCain's political interests ahead of the interests of the Republican Party and of good policy for the nation. Before the McCain amnesty moves forward even to consideration, border security must be addressed. Senator McCain talks about a virtual fence, but the House of Representatives voted for 700 miles of actual fencing. When individuals want to protect their homes or Israel its borders, there is no talk of virtual fencing. Only the real deal brings real security. The problems posed by the huge number of illegal aliens in this country can be solved, but not until and unless the Congress of the United States addresses the country's deep desire for a show of serious resolve on protecting the border. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Beyond the News is a product of the Salem Radio Network.
Atlanta's new talk station.
New home for talk.
920 WGKA, where your opinion counts.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
We're in the business of career health. The Career Doctors with Craig Allen and Deborah Sawyer. We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190.
Take this job and shove it.
Boom, boom. Welcome back to the Career Doctors, Craig Allen and Deborah Sawyer in studio together again, here to address your questions, comments, and concerns about life on the job. Our numbers are 770-226-0920. That's a different number than our little intro there, so I want to give it to you again. 770-226-0920. Joining us later in the show will be Ben Fink, our exclusive, our official employment lawyer. He will be here to address some questions and comments you may have regarding the legal side of work life on the job, if you will.
Yep, legal. Everybody pull out your contracts. Get them ready.
Contracts, non-compete agreements, severance agreements. This is your opportunity to chat with Ben. He can't give you real legal advice, but he can give you some directional information. He's always very, very helpful, and he's been a great supporter of the show. He's with Berman Fink Van Horn, which is one of the major employment law firms here in Atlanta, and he'll be joining us at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for Ben Fink. Deborah, you had a couple stories of things that have happened this week of interest.
Yeah, things that happened. You know, I was on the road.
You're traveling a bunch, weren't you?
Yes, yes. And so I was meeting with this executive who I've known for quite some time, and always trying to see if there's an opportunity to pull him out of his current work situation.
You're doing a little networking yourself.
Well, I'll pull him out, and you know, I have a client that's very interested in him, and we've always been trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
So I had had a little chance to meet with him. So, you know, young 40s, great resume, and he works
What functional? What kind of work
Well,
do?
He works for a large financial institution.
Okay.
But not as a financial person.
Yeah.
In operations. And he lives not where the company's headquartered, and they've allowed him to commute for the past few years.
Long commute or?
Pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in the Midwest, and the job pretty much he has to go, lives in the Southwest, and he has to go to Chicago or New York.
How long has he been in commuting?
Oh, 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every week?
Every week.
Wow.
They have an office there, and they have different things. So he, his daughter started having some health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that she has a brain tumor.
Oh,
so he needed to take 2 weeks off to get her to the Mayo Clinic and get a bunch of tests run and do these kind of things. And then he also then said, you know, if I could also work it where I only have to be on the road 3 weeks out of four.
So I could be home a week.
Yes, I'd be home a week. Yeah. This will be really great till we get through this, find out what's going on, and he'd be there, you know. They said that first they said no to the 2 weeks off. The 2 weeks of not traveling. He wasn't taking 2 weeks off of work.
Hmm.
He didn't want to travel for 2 weeks. At first I said, no, can't do that.
He's been there 3 years doing this.
Yeah. 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 A little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
And then when he asked for, well, Kim, you know, and then they said that if he could not travel those 4 weeks, four out of 4 weeks, day in, day out, that there probably really wasn't a job for him with them.
The heartless side of corporate America. Major company.
And then,
major company.
Yeah, probably a Fortune 50.
That is not a story I like to hear.
Mm-mm.
So here's a guy who's got to make some real life,
decisions. Life decisions, right?
About family over job.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not as not.
And
not
he
a good story.
Actually made it. I mean, it didn't. You know, this was like, this wasn't something he went home and sat on for a minute. He just said, fine, you know, let's start looking at voluntary.
My family.
Yeah, let's look at a voluntary separation here.
Let's figure out how I transition out.
Yeah.
Because my family's more important than my job. All of our families are more important than our jobs.
Right.
Jobs will come and go, and companies will come and go. And what will not come and go is our families. And those are the ones we have
to think, really,
put first.
You know, I had met other people from this organization. I'd heard similar type of stories, but I had no idea that they would be that heartless.
Hmm. No, that surprises me in today's day and age. If somebody gets sick in your family, you know, that's top priority. So I'm really surprised. So well, that's good that he's now going to be doing what he probably should have done.
Hopefully.
Good to know how the company really feels, isn't it?
And so then he said he had a couple of things in front of him. My client was always, you know, one of the things we were talking about. And then the second was he had been approached by a VC to come in and lead a startup. And so we went through what that startup would mean for him. And I said, you know, because what you're looking at right now is you need to be thinking about work balance because of just this other thing going on in your life. It may not be the best time. Tell me about the situation.
Right.
Well, this startup is going to involve him being in Chile.
Oh.
Yes.
I think you get problems getting to the Midwest, to the north, to Chicago. Imagine Chile.
Yeah, and Costa Rica.
Had he thought about that?
He had.
Yeah.
And he was actually asking me, so do you think? And I said, well, you can always hire somebody? You know, let's talk out loud. You know, maybe you know, we can find somebody, bring them in. They're your number two. They're your legs.
Right. They're the ones who are there and you manage them.
They're the ones there and you manage them and you do the work from where you're at.
Right.
And he said, I don't work like that. I said, well, then that's your problem.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a hands-on guy.
I'm a hands-on kind of guy and I don't work like that.
Speaking of that, Deborah, for our listeners, you use this term a lot, and I want you to explain it because it's very, very important, and people don't understand it. It's the notion of the individual contributor, or you use another term that you've thrown around on the show. I want you to talk about. I think you talk about a person who's worked in lots of different industries, a great athlete or something like that. Is that the term you use?
Yes.
So an individual contributor would be an executive that in your opinion, as a recruiter, is what?
Doesn't have staff to manage. It's a staff, you know, and it is. You know, you have your staff jobs and you have your line jobs. And so it is a staff job.
This is largely a person who's managing himself or herself.
Managing himself. It could be a principal, anything from a principal engineer.
Salesperson.
A salesperson. Yeah, I guess it could be.
I suppose an architect, somebody like that could be an individual contributor.
Your chief strategy officer.
But this is an important distinction, isn't it?
Yes.
Because these are not people who are typically put into leadership roles because they have no leadership.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, they can be?
Yes. A lot of times it is a pass-through.
Your rotation as you're moving around the company. But let's say you've only been an individual contributor. You've never gotten any leadership training. You've never managed any people.
Well, again, leadership doesn't have to necessarily mean that you're managing people.
Right.
You know, you can exert leadership
through vision
and coming up with a new plan and, you know, rallying troops or whatever, and that can be in an individual contributor role, right?
I think you're right, yeah. But it's a term you use, and I want to come back to the other one in a minute, but our numbers.
770-226-0920, 770-226-0920.
The other distinction you've used a lot is this, there are people who are industry experts, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are people who, what was it, the term you call great athletes? Or what?
Best athletes.
Best athletes.
Yeah.
Now, these are people who've worked in different industries.
They've either worked in different industries or, again, a broad career. They didn't come straight up the marketing path. They didn't come straight up the sales path.
Maybe different functions.
Yeah, they worked in different functions. They have changed industries. And so they, you know, they're somebody who, so, In the grand world of executive search, we're given, you know, pretty much a box, okay? Right. So the box says that this person has to have X, Y, and Z, and then my job is to go out and find square pegs that fit right into that box.
Right.
But every once in a while, you come across a person who maybe gets, of the four sides, they've got three of them, and then they've got another side of them that makes them pretty good. Or they only have two, but there's just something else about them. And so that's the old, you know, round hole, you know, square peg, round hole kind of deal.
Not a perfect fit, but interesting.
Not a perfect fit, but interesting, and probably could excel at the client organization because of what, you know, his or hers, you know, their
flexibility.
Their flexibility, yeah. Their persona, the softer side that they might bring to the organization. And so, like, if you look at this particular executive I was talking about a moment ago, he came up engineering, logistics operations. He then ends up running a whole different kind of group because he was viewed as a best athlete. He understood.
Flexible.
Yeah, and he
good
understood
skills.
The business aspect of what it
So it's okay
was.
To be not an industry or functional expert and to be considered a good athlete. In some situations, that's actually desirable.
As long as, you know, you hear the, you know, a jack of all trade, master of none.
Right.
Right. That's right. Not good.
Right.
You spent too little time doing too many things, and so you show up and, you know, you're just, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've done, wow, how did you tie it all together? Well, I hadn't bothered to.
Interesting.
So a best athlete would be somebody who really probably has figured out a way to sort of tie it all back up into a nice, neat little bow.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And but it perhaps has worked in other industries, but it knows how to put it all together and can tell the story.
Put it all together and sit down and tell the story. Well, here's right. what I did. You know, I started
here's
out here
link.
And I did that and then I did this. And gee, you know, what it ended up was I had this opportunity to do something. There's an individual out there who she now runs a large, the credit part of a call center for a major telco. And how she got there was she was in finance, and she was coming up the finance. She was tracking to be a treasurer of the company she was with. And to your point, she was primarily individual contributor. She reached a point, and as the movement, you know, you go up the ladder at this organization, they said, you've got to, in order to get to the level we think you can get to, you've got to manage large groups of people. So we have two openings. You can go out and manage the guys out in the NOC, the Network Operations Center, which she had no, you know, training in, or
right.
you can go and manage a customer call center.
Mm-hmm.
And so she chose the customer call center because actually it was closer to her house.
Mm-hmm.
no other reason.
Practical consideration.
Practical consideration. Thought, you know, I'll get this under my belt. I'll have 8,000 people reporting up through to however many, and I'll check
my
that.
Stripe. Yeah.
I'll check the box off, and I'll go right back into finance. And that was about 15 years ago.
She's still there.
Not in the same place.
Oh, okay.
But she's been able to then take all of that now in the telecom industry. Credit or you know is pretty big business because
right.
if you're not paying with our cell phones, you don't pay your bill. They cut you off. You just walk right down to the next carrier, and you get another phone, and they sign you right back up. And so there's people who might have left four carriers behind.
Mm.
And so her job is looking at credit and how you can get people.
Weed those
and
people
how,
out.
How, well, not only that, but how do I get you, if you're not paying your bill, how do I, A, get you to pay your bill and turn you back into a good customer for us?
So, yeah, save them.
Yeah, how save do you them. Save them and, yeah. and make them
retain,
actually
retain
a profit?
Them.
Yeah, and how you make them a profitable customer once again. Hmm. And so she took her finance background and then what she learned in just good old-fashioned call center management, and then turned it into, and she gets awards almost every year. For
so she's now a leading player in that
yes,
little space
that
because
little
of
space.
The knowledge she had from finance.
Right.
Reapplied that.
Reapplied it.
So the moral of the story is make sure you can tie it together
right.
and use it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
770-226-0920 is our number, 770-226-0920. When we come back, how companies calculate odds in buyout offers and decide who gets the package. Stay with us.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Hi, Craig Allen here, and you've probably heard me say that people make important judgments about you within 60 seconds of just saying hello. You are what you wear, and my personal choice for fine career clothing has always been H. Stockton Atlanta. A local institution, H. Stockton has been your home for the finest in men's and women's career and casual clothing for over 40 years. You too can enjoy ready-to-wear and custom-made suits in the richest, most luxurious wools from Samuelson and Hickey Freeman, and a wide variety of beautiful dress shirts in Oxford cloth and supple Sea Island cotton. H. Stockton makes you feel like $1 million, and boy do I love those ties. Gorgeous yet understated silk ties to help any man make his own personal fashion statement. With 5 stores throughout Atlanta, including downtown, Cobb on Cumberland Boulevard, North Point Village in Alpharetta, Park Place across from Perimeter Mall, and Lenox Mall. Remember, you simply can't afford not to look your very best. Get over to H. Stockton today and put your career on the fast track. I guarantee it'll be worth the trip, and tell them the Career Doctor sent you.
Did you know one of the leading providers of world-class retail selling environments is right here in Atlanta? Do you love the world of retail and commercial marketing and design? Do you have experience managing complex projects or interfacing with clients? Are you seeking a new career challenge? If you answered yes, Miller Zell would like to hear from you. Miller Zell is the 30-year-old Atlanta-based firm that creates better solutions that drive better business results for some of the world's best-known companies. As an account or project manager, you can work with Fortune 100 clients like Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Coca-Cola. We're seeking candidates with solid sales, marketing, and project management experience. Explore the possibilities and contact us at recruitme@millerzell.com. That's recruitme@millerzell.com. Miller Zell is an equal opportunity employer, and all inquiries will be held in strict confidence to preserve your privacy.
Miller Zell.
Miller Zell. Miller Zell, where it's all about you.
Ladies, ever wish you could find a new career outside of corporate America? A way to have a career that gives you the flexibility to spend time with your kids? Consider becoming an independent Cookie Lee Jewelry Consultant, one of America's most exciting and fastest growing home-based businesses.
I love that I can just wear the jewelry and people ask me about it and practically buy it off of me.
Cookie Lee, the 13-year-old national direct sales company, features hundreds of beautiful and affordable high fashion jewelry items you can sell to friends, family, and colleagues. Cookie Lee provides everything you'll need to go into business for yourself. Best of all, the necklaces, bracelets, pendants, and earrings are so beautiful, you will find hosting your own jewelry shows to be an exciting and fun way to have a business.
Because everybody is so helpful, it's like one big family.
Visit www.cookielee.com today and take the first step toward taking charge of your life. Cookie Lee Jewelry, wear it, share it, sell it. Investment required. Complete consultant terms and conditions available at www.cookielee.com. Like other direct selling businesses, personal commitment drives financial results.
Common Sense Financial Radio with Dave Ramsey. Weekday afternoons 2 till 4 on Atlanta's new talk station, 920 WGKA.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Each week, we give you an insider's perspective on the world of work. The Career Doctors with Deborah Sawyer and Craig Allen. We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190.
Welcome to Career Doctors, Deborah and Craig. And in about 10 minutes, we'll have Ben Fink here with us. Our number is 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920, or toll-free, 888-920-2665, 888-920-2665.
You know, we talk a lot about these companies that are lopping off thousands of workers and giving these buyout offers to their employees. We talked about General Motors, you know, offering up to $140,000 to all of their unionized workers to walk away from health care coverage, take the package and leave.
Delphi,
their parts the provider, and lots of them, really. I mean, beyond other companies, the airlines have done this. But it requires some finesse to entice, you know, only those employees with easily replaced skills to leave without targeting protected or employee groups such as those over 40 who have sometimes filed age bias legal complaints over these plans. We'll ask Ben when he joins in a few minutes if he's ever had a case where somebody's been targeted with a buyout offer and ultimately successfully filed a suit. But early retirement offers first gained widespread popularity in the 1980s as U.S. companies streamlining to compete with foreign rivals saw buyouts as a more humane alternative to involuntary layoffs. But in crafting their offers, executives often deploy computer simulations. Did you know that, Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
They use computer simulations to predict who might accept an offer based on the worker's age, experience, skills, and the availability of jobs in the surrounding area where the job, where the cuts are going on. But sometimes those formal computer simulations don't work real well. Some buyout offers are what they call undersubscribed, meaning they get less takers than they hope, forcing employers to consider additional cost-cutting moves. Electronic data systems, sometimes known as EDS, got only a third as many people as they expected, or takers, as they expected for a 2004 early retirement offer. An EDS spokesman said the technology consulting firm is on track to achieve the planned $3 billion in cost cuts. Other companies get oversubscribed, which means they get more people who sign up than they expected. In 2003, FedEx Corporation kept some U.S. workers who were about to leave on the job, they kept them on the job through the busy holiday shipping season after 3,600 employees, many more than they expected, accepted an early retirement offer or a voluntary severance. So you got to be careful, don't you?
Well, I mean, oftentimes when the organization, what happens that backfires, like EDS, is it backfired. Those who have good skill sets, those who are at the top of the heap, not at the bottom, are the ones that generally raise their hand and say, I'm out of here.
Right.
Because they know they are easily employable and they're going to go someplace
else.
You've
always said that. The best will go first.
Yes, the best will go first. And then the guys who stay are the ones who go, God, who's going to employ me? You know, I got to stay here. And they tough it out and they stay. And so then what the organization hopes to get on its bottom line, it doesn't get there because the high performers leave. So your high performing sales executives leave. So then you're left with the guys who are, you know, at the bottom 10.
So Deborah, let's say you're, you know, doing your job and you get a call from somebody you've kind of talked to in the past. They say, Deborah, I'm Craig Allen and, my company is just
Click.
Announced big layoff.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Click for me. but let's say that I'm so and so, Joe Brown. And you've known Joe for a while. Joe says, my company just announced big layoffs, and I'm going to take a package voluntarily. It's good money. How do you view that person? Are you receptive?
It's just like the guy, you know, this week, he took a package.
The guy with the health issue.
I mean, you go through these, and most of the time, they're ones that you're reading in the paper. And, so you know that there's things going on. I couldn't tell you how many guys from Delphi I have on a list right now.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're all looking. Trying to figure this out.
Yeah. So they're beginning their outreach.
The minute that the word bankruptcy starts getting whispered at the water cooler, that's when you pick up the phone and you start finding somebody to network through.
Then you know it's bad news. Bankruptcy is a killer. That's when you want to be very careful. It's a very dicey issue, the Wall Street Journal article says. You have to encourage people to leave and tell them that this is the best offer they're going to get.
Right.
Because a lot of people may think, well, let's see what the next offer
is. Because that's exactly what happened, you know, back in the downturn is the first guys out the door got something. And then the second group got a little bit more. And by the time we're trying to force this last group out, you know, they were taking home quite a bit of cash.
Yeah. So they keep jazzing up the offer package because they can't
get
enough people to subscribe.
More people to subscribe, yeah.
Interesting. Progress Energy, last year after launching an early retirement program to help reduce annual operating costs by up to $100 million. After numerous small layoffs over the past decade, the Raleigh, North Carolina utility offered the buyouts as part of a corporate reorganization. Executives wanted to avoid big layoffs because they tend to demoralize the organization. Mm-hmm. There is an impact when these things are announced, isn't there?
It is.
Not only are you afraid to lose good people, but you're afraid of demoralizing the ones that stay.
Who's still around.
They often say that those who remain are survivor syndrome.
Right.
Which can be worse, where you're wondering, am I next? Is this a company that I really feel I can have a long-term career in? And you really start wondering, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Michael.
I was with a guy yesterday, and, you know, we were at his company. You have to have, you know, everything is bad. You have to be badged in on the doors, you know, and he had left his badge at home that day. And I said, are you sure you left your badge at home? Maybe this is a sign.
Exactly.
Yeah. You came in and they've taken your badge away.
Yeah, or I couldn't get in the building. Yeah,
right. And then he laughed and he said, that would be like my days back at AOL where they would put boxes outside your door.
Well, I told you about that at Mattel Toys, same way.
Mattel Toys, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as the story goes, sometimes they put the boxes there before you've been told.
Mm-hmm.
That could be quite...
Oh, he said that's exactly what would happen at AOL, that you would come back from lunch and the boxes would be there.
Yeah. Well, so Mattel's not the only company that does this. Folks, big companies will do strange things. I don't know if you have any legal precautions. We'll ask Ben when he gets on here in a minute. But this can sometimes happen.
He said they even got they actually grew a heart at some point at AOL where they stopped putting the boxes. They just wouldn't let you back in, and they boxed everything up for you and sent them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was nicer, he said, because then you didn't have the stigma of having boxes outside your office and being the last to know.
A friend of mine called from California, said he thinks he's on the way out, Deborah. He said, boss has been real evasive. She's flying in, won't say why. We're having dinner. She said, let's have dinner on a Sunday night. He thinks it's coming.
Well, maybe he's getting a promotion.
He doesn't think so. All right. Ben Fink will be joining us in about a minute or two, just after the news, top of the hour. Ben is our official employment expert, employment lawyer, and he'll be here to give you some advice, some thoughts on the world of work from a legal standpoint. Stay with us. We'll be back with Ben Fink from Berman Fink Van Horn.
WGKA Atlanta, a service of Salem Communications. On 920 WGKA.
Get a job!
I quit!
You can't quit!
And why not?
Well, you're fired.
You can't fire him!
Why not?
He quit!
I shall expect your resignation in the morning.
Okay, everyone, let's get back to work.
That sounds fun.
This is an office place. People shouldn't be happy.
In the world of work, nothing is guaranteed. Your career is always on the line.
This is something that could affect you the rest of your life.
So to be in control of your future, you need to know how the game is played. This is your place to listen, talk, and learn from both sides of the hiring desk. This is The Career Doctors with Deborah Sawyer and Craig Allen. The doctors are in, ready to consult you at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190. Now, here are Craig and Deborah.
You're with the Career Doctors in our second half of the day's show, and we are now being joined by Ben Fink.
Ben, welcome back.
Attorney extraordinaire.
It's good to be back. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Ben, yeah. I enjoyed seeing you once again. Your name gracing the pages of Atlanta Magazine. I think it was citing former, I think it was Atlanta Magazine that had the top lawyers in Georgia.
It did. I guess for 2006, I got the super lawyers designation again for what
all
that's
right.
worth.
I wasn't sure if it was a listing of past winners or if it was a new designation. So it was a new designation. Good for you.
It was. It was just they do it every year, and I guess last
and
year.
And every year you get it.
I guess so.
Well, we're lucky to have you with us.
Our number here, for those of you who may have a question about something that's going on in the workplace that you need some legal thoughts on, is 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920. Ben is a real attorney. He doesn't just play one on the radio.
And I have to give the proverbial disclaimer, as Ben appreciates that I do. Ben is with the firm of Berman Fink Van Horn. They are a supporter, sponsor of this show, and are kind enough to help us defray costs associated with the program. And last but not least, Ben cannot give you actual legal advice, but he can generally give you some thoughts. Is that fair to say, Ben?
That's fair. That's fair.
In the event we get a caller who has a question, occasionally we do, we're happy to address it, and Ben is, of course, happy to address it as well without giving you formal legal advice. But, Ben, we have had a lot of calls last several weeks,
yes.
And we've been sending folks. Don't know if they actually follow up, but we give them the website. We tell them to call you. You can speak with folks on the phone initially, can't you?
Absolutely. Generally, if someone calls me and has a question, if it's something simple I can answer, I'll generally try to answer it for them. If it's something more complex that I think we need to get together and actually enter into a formal engagement, then that's generally what I recommend.
So before we jump in, give people the website and the phone number. We'll do it again at the end, but just so they have it right up front if they happen to be near a piece of paper and a pencil.
The phone number is 404-261-7711, and the website is www.bfvlaw.com.
That's B as in Ben.
Right.
Perfect. Ben, I got to ask you a question right off the top, and then Deborah's got a few as well that deal with legal issues. Is there a difference in a RIF, a reduction in force, versus a formal layoff legally?
A difference between a RIF and a formal layoff?
Yeah, a mass layoff versus a RIF. I mean, Michael Jackson, who appears on the show occasionally, often uses the term reduction in force, RIF, as though there's a big difference versus other kinds of layoffs or firings.
Well, no. I mean, a reduction in force or a general layoff is basically the same thing.
Okay.
If there's an individual termination for a specific reason, that is generally not a reduction in force or a layoff. You know, that's a termination with a specific individual.
I mean, I think RIF came to be, it was kind of a nicer.
You think
about layoffs as being blue collar, and a RIF is that the
little
white?
A little more white collar.
Yes. I think that's right.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe that's why he uses it.
And then you got pink slips. Same thing.
Yeah. Then you got summarily dismissals.
Summarily dismissals.
We've seen a lot of those lately around here, especially with some of these acquisitions of our Atlanta company.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you seeing any particular kind of lawsuit or complaint coming out of the acquisitions of some Georgia companies or perhaps the announced layoffs?
Not specific lawsuits. I think we've certainly seen an increase in calls with people who have issues relating to severance packages or mm-hmm. questions about various issues related to their positions being eliminated. I don't know statistically whether there's been an increase in lawsuits. We haven't really seen any.
Somebody calls you and they say, listen, I wonder if I might have any legal rights, Ben. My position was eliminated. Now, I know you deal with that distinction differently than if they say I was just terminated or fired, don't you?
Yeah, I think that the first question is, you know, does the person have an employment contract? The reality is most people don't unless they're at a higher executive level. If they don't have an employment contract, has there been anything that would lead them to believe that the term position being eliminated is being used as a buzzword when the reality is they've been terminated for some discriminatory reason?
Right.
Kind of go through the analysis that way to see if the person has any recourse. Find out what is, if they're with a larger corporation, is there a policy? What does the policy say? What are they entitled to? But generally, people's rights are pretty limited under those circumstances.
Right. Interesting. So
unless they've got the contract, which, as you said, is a very small percentage of today's workers.
That's right. Or sometimes with union workers, they may have some rights to
right.
the union.
Well, they're trying to. That's being dealt with on a whole different level, though.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Ben, I'll share with you some new statistics. The 2006 Executive Job Market Intelligence Report is out, which is a big survey that ExecuNet does of thousands of recruiters and executives on both sides of the table. And according to the latest data, search firms are reporting that 21% of senior executives over the $100,000 level, 21% are getting employment contracts that average 2.3 years. 29% of corporate recruiters say they're giving out employment contracts averaging 4.7 years, almost 5 years. Deborah finds that it's got a dubious look on her face about that.
Yeah, you don't know what the population is. 21% of what?
29% of the people reporting, and the people reporting were several thousand corporate executives. Actually, 1,800 responses were used. 84% executive respondents were male, blah, blah, blah. They typically, these jobs, people responding tended to make, 193,000. total compensation. So that may be why.
That sounds awfully high. I mean, it seemed to me that it would be a much smaller percentage of the overall working population that gets employment contracts. Well,
first of all, I would agree with you, Ben. It would be a smaller amount and people making much more than that. I would say that it would be a much smaller, and that most of the people I know that get these contracts typically are making in excess of $500 a year.
Interesting. Because then they say guaranteed severance, 29% of search firms say 29% of the jobs they're finding people for are getting a guaranteed severance agreement up front in their offer letter. That's averaging a 13-month promise. If you are terminated, you get coverage for 13 months. And about same number on the corporate side, although they report shorter tenure. Instead of 13 months, 7 months of protection. What is a guaranteed severance, Ben? Again, for those who perhaps have not heard us talk about it in the past. And can a person get it without a formal employment contract?
Well, no. The starting point is that there is no legal requirement that a company pay severance. So that if they don't have a specific severance policy like the larger corporations do, and if there is no contract that provides for it, then most people think, well, they at least got to give me 2 weeks, and even that's not true.
Not true.
Technically, an employer does not have to do that.
They can give you nothing.
That's right.
Mm. A boot.
That's right. So if you can negotiate an employment contract that provides, if you are terminated without cause during any specific period of time, that you'll receive severance for a period of time after the end of your employment. And really that is going to depend, whether you can achieve that is going to depend on how important you are to the company, what level you're at, and the length of the severance is usually going to be commensurate with the position that you've got.
And then you also, Ben, you have to look at what defines cause, right?
That's right.
And everybody has a different, have different definitions.
Right. There is no standard cause definition. It has to be defined, right?
Technically, the unemployment law has a definition of cause, but that is a definition that is limited to determining whether someone should get unemployment if they're terminated. But cause can mean whatever a company wants to define it as in a contract.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So if, missing your quota could be considered cause.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or not coming in. Like we talked about, the M&M Mars Corporation has a company-wide rule, if you work for one of their companies, that you will punch a time clock and you will be on time, whatever it is, 90% of the time. You will come in by the required time in the morning. You will leave after the required time in the evening. And if you don't do that 90% of the time, I guess you could be considered For cause.
Yeah.
Is that right, Ben?
Could be.
Yeah. If that's whatever the standard is that they define, that is what cause is.
I had an organization that this candidate was telling me about that they had gotten pretty tough on. They had let a lot of people go. They had issued everybody a corporate credit card.
Yeah.
And, of course, the company gets kickbacks from the credit card company.
Yeah. Rebates.
Yeah, rebates. Yeah. Kickbacks. Whatever.
We prefer the term kickbacks. Ben would prefer you not use that term.
And so they sent out a thing that said basically if you do not use your corporate credit card.
Right.
You
can be terminated?
For your business expenses. A, we withhold the right to not reimburse you.
Ooh.
And B, if we catch you more than one time doing it and you don't have a valid reason, you can be terminated.
Ben, can they not pay you for legitimate business expenses if you didn't use the corporate credit card?
If that is the company policy and it's written and it's explained to you up front, then absolutely. They can set the procedure by which you can be reimbursed for expenses. And if you don't follow it, they have the right not to reimburse you.
Keep the tote, Deborah. That's the second ruthless corporate move we've heard today. One was not allowing the poor guy whose daughter was potentially gravely ill to work a flex schedule. And now we got firing you for not using the corporate charge card.
Yeah, so the company could get the kickbacks.
Ben, did you ever had a client that has had an issue like the one Deborah talked about where there's a family health issue and they've got to go to an adjusted schedule or take some time off and their job becomes jeopardized because of it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there is a federal law that addresses that now. It's called the Family Medical Leave Act.
Uh-huh.
The issue is that it only applies to employers that have 50 or more employees.
In a site?
It's 50 or more within the organization.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, it does not apply to smaller companies. But if you work for a company that has 50 or more, if you or a close family member has a medical issue, close family member is generally defined as a child, a parent,
a
sibling, then you're entitled to up to 12 weeks of leave. And that actually doesn't have to be taken all at once. It can be intermittent. So if this gentleman, for example, is with a company that is subject to the FMLA, he could take off one day a week, or you know, one afternoon a week to deal with that.
So he obviously the big
company.
Yeah,
he could have done that, but yeah. You know, they basically put the screws to him and said, yeah, but if you do.
Yeah, they put pressure on.
Yeah, they put a lot of pressure on.
Well, but that's illegal.
That's illegal.
The
that's
law
what I was gonna say.
Is designed to, you know, he should be treated as just like any other employee. And if he took the leave, and then they took any adverse action against him, whether it was, you know, demoting him or not promoting him or reducing his salary or, you know, not allowing him to advance, you know, then that would be a violation of the FMLA.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wanted to go after them, he could, is what Ben said.
I think they're giving them a pretty nice package just to go.
Yeah. Do you see that happen, Ben, where people would just say, it's not worth the fight, let's just agree on some terms of separation, I'll move on to a company that can deal with my issues better?
All the time. And you know, for every lawsuit that's filed on any of these issues, there's probably, you know, 25 situations that get worked out before it ever gets to a any kind of litigation. We deal with them all the time, both for employers and employees, where something has happened, someone believes that the law has been violated, and something has worked out so that the person can go on their way, everything is quiet, and, you know, there's no litigation.
Hmm. Our number here is 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920. If you have a call or question for Ben, give us a call. If you have a question for Craig or myself, give us a call. We'd be happy to answer it.
We're going to run to a quick break, and we'll be back with Ben Fink in a minute. I want to ask Ben about his reactions to the activities going on in France as they've changed some of the labor laws over there recently that have caused a tremendous amount of strife among the working public. Stay with us. 770-226-0920. Back with Ben Fink and legal tips to protect your career. Stay with us.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Ooh, honey, you got me working in.
Atlanta's Talking Point. The switch is on to 920 WGKA.
Hi, Craig Allen here, and you've probably heard me say that people make important judgments about you within 60 seconds of just saying hello. You are what you wear, and my personal choice for fine career clothing has always been H. Stockton Atlanta. A local institution, H. Stockton has been your home for the finest in men's and women's career and casual clothing for over 40 years. You too can enjoy ready-to-wear and custom-made suits in the richest, most luxurious wools from Samuelson and Hickey Freeman, and a wide variety of beautiful dress shirts in Oxford cloth and supple Sea Island cotton. H. Stockton makes you feel like $1 million, and boy do I love those ties. Gorgeous yet understated silk ties to help any man make his own personal fashion statement. With 5 stores throughout Atlanta, including downtown, Cobb on Cumberland Boulevard, North Point Village in Alpharetta, Park Place across from Perimeter Mall, and Lenox Mall. Remember, you simply can't afford not to look your very best. Get over to H. Stockton today and put your career on the fast track. I guarantee it'll be worth the trip, and tell them the Career Doctor sent you.
Are you an experienced graphic artist with a flair for the retail or fashion industry? Do you have an architectural background with experience designing commercial interior spaces? Are you seeking a new career challenge that inspires your creative side? If you answered yes, the folks at Millersell would like to hear from you. Millersell is the 30-year-old Atlanta-based firm that creates a world-class retail selling environment for some of the world's best-known companies, like Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Coca-Cola. Millersell offers a collaborative and inspiring working environment, and we're actually looking to add creative talent to our team. We are seeking graphic and production artists, industrial designers, and art directors with a flair for the dramatic. Explore the possibilities at RecruitMe at Millersell.com. Again, that's RecruitMe at Millersell.com. Millersell is an equal opportunity employer, and all inquiries will be held in strict confidence to preserve your privacy. Millersell, where it's all about you.
920 WGKA, where it pays to listen.
Hi, this is Debbie Tartt. I just won $920 from 920 WGKA.
Register now to win a daily prize pack. Just go to 920WGKA.com and click on the logo. Then listen all week for your name and call within 9 minutes and 20 seconds to win.
That is too cool. Don't believe it.
Putting our money where our mouth is. 920 WGKA.
I'm doing pretty well for myself. Regional VP, making good money.
But it's not enough, is it?
Well, no.
We want something more, don't we?
Like what?
You know what job we can be passionate about.
But how?
Have we checked out ChristianJobs.com?
Was I supposed to?
Of course. Go there. We want a career we can get excited about.
Well, my current job is pretty good.
Are we really going to settle for pretty good?
Well...
Don't you want to get up in the morning and feel like we're doing exactly what we're called to do?
You keep interrupting.
You keep talking to yourself.
Find a job you really care about. ChristianJobs.com.
You are serious about the issues? So are we. Atlanta's new talk station, 920 WGKA.
The cure for the common day on the job. This is the Career Doctors with Deborah Sawyer and Craig Allen.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190.
It's the only place I get to sing. Welcome back to the Career Doctors. Craig Allen, Deborah Sawyer, joined by Ben Fink. Ben is from the firm of Berman Fink Van Horn. He's here to take or address your legal questions related to life on the job. Our numbers are 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920. This is your rare chance, once a month or so, to get a little free legal perspective from Ben, and we appreciate having him with us. Ben, welcome back.
Appreciate being here.
Ben, I got a question for you. Are you seeing anything at all in terms of lawsuits arising out of the use of Google? Or perhaps did you hear us talking a week or so ago about the Zoom info, which firms like Deborah's firm uses to kind of get a feel for people's background by combing the internet for information about a person?
I've not really seen anything like that. There are, as an employer, you've got to watch out for the Fair Credit Reporting Act,
right,
and some of the other federal acts that relate to investigations into employees' backgrounds. But
hey, if it's on the web, it's out there
it's
for anybody.
Game, right?
It's fair
That's
game.
Right. If it's on Google, if you can find it through Google, then I can't say, you know, unequivocally that it's not illegal, but I think that if there's public information out there, then it's going to be very difficult for an employee to say that that's something that should not have been discovered.
Because that's really what it's not making allegations. It's just combing the web for stuff that's floating around, right?
That's right.
So we can find out.
I will say that there are some issues. For example, some employers use credit reports in the hiring process, and there's been some suggestion by the EEOC that can unfairly affect minorities. And so you've got to be very careful when you do those kinds of things of what kind of information you're relying on to make an employment decision.
Hmm. And that we've got the right Ben Fink, not the Ben Fink of food, sex, and law.
That's right.
Right?
That's
could
right.
Have identity.
I think we got a call
identity,
like that one
yeah.
time, Craig, where someone, that an employer had gotten the wrong person
yes.
and had found some information that it turned out was not about the person they were hiring.
Ah, there you go. Identification.
Yeah,
wrong person.
I just put Ben Fink attorney in here, and it's got
billions of them.
Yeah. I don't even know how many results it returned.
Let me just tell you, you put in Craig Allen there, you get billions as well.
Let's see here. 341 for Ben Fink attorney.
Yeah, so you want to make sure you got the right person before you
right.
you disqualify them for a job, huh?
Right.
Oh. Well, we're going to take a quick call here, Ben. Hang on a second. We got Robert on the phone from Atlanta, who's an engineer, wants to ask a question about kind of his job search. Robert, welcome to the Career Doctors.
I appreciate your call. I'll try to be brief.
Take your time. We got all day.
Oh, good. That's cool. I've got a resume that takes all day to read.
In that case, it's been nice talking to you. Just kidding.
Thanks a lot.
Just kidding.
Yeah, literally, that's the problem. I was 10 years with the Navy doing engineering work, construction planning, estimating, scheduling, hands-on management, et cetera. Okay, great. So that takes 10 years and 6 different shipyards and 15 different submarine jobs and projects, including, you know, a bunch of nuclear time.
Right.
Then I go to work for an engineering company up here in Marietta, and I'm with them for 20 years. But I do 3D CAD work and computer testing and training and diagnostics and mechanical placement and structural placement and concrete and HVAC and electrical and electric routing and sales, et cetera, et cetera.
That's good,
right.
That's good stuff, by the way. Yeah, I'm liking this. Keep going.
Great. Now I can't get anybody to hire me. You know, it's like, how do I'm doing
like an age
something
issue.
Fundamentally wrong in
so what's the,
how I'm presenting
yeah.
myself.
So your total years experience, Robert, is 30?
30, right.
30.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And it's in every different part of The disciplines of engineering.
Now, are you a grad? Do you have an engineering degree, or did you start out?
Yes, BS in nuclear. I've got a master's in industrial engineering quality assurance.
Okay.
Robert, have you kept your skills up to date in terms of the technology and things like that?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to send you, what you need to do is go to call our friends over at, there's two things here, and Craig, I don't know if you heard it or not, he said it could be age discrimination. Unfortunately, you're at that 50-year mark.
Yeah, it's a key mark.
And, you know, you're...
That's the age.
And you're a guy, and there's been a lot of articles written about after 50 for men, and it's a tough world out there for you guys. It could be that. I hope it's not. But what you do need to do is find a reputable resume service and work with them in spinning your story. And
right.
We use the folks over at Execume, E-X-E-C-U-M-E, Execume.com.
Local firm.
Local firm.
Oh, E-X-E, Charlie Uniform, Mike Alpha Tango Echo.
Lost me, nope.
Not the end, just Execume, E-X-E-C-U-M-E.
U-M-E.
U-M-E Echo, yes.
Gotcha.
Execume, like resume, but with executive on the front of it.
Gail Oliver runs Execume. She's been on the show a couple times in the past. They got a great bunch of folks, and they're experts at helping you put your best foot forward and tell your story in a way that is compelling. And as Deborah said, doesn't scare somebody with too much experience, because it is possible, Deborah, to have too much experience.
Too much experience.
It really is.
Yeah.
Ben, you probably see this as well on the legal side, where people just scare people sometimes.
Well, you're well-educated, and you have a lot of good experience, and it scares the young Turk who might be hiring.
And a lot of Y-E-A-R-S.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
And then this week's Wall Street, there's also, Robert, if you have access to the Wall Street online and can get to a past edition, there's actually on the Tuesday edition, the 28th, there was an article written that says highlight skills rather than age to blunt prejudice. And it was talking about both the person with a lot of years experience as well as the person with very few years.
Okay.
And some tips there to not keep people guessing about it, but to help you get, you know, how to organize their resume so people go, well, this guy's got some really interesting experience. And
for example,
let's bring it
when
on.
I go in, like to Home Depot, and you fill out, okay, I'm going to answer your thing for QA jobs at Home Depot or software testing or something like that. And they say, well, what skills do you have? And I fill out, you know, like 65 out of their 75 little check blocks. Can you weld? Can you carpenter? Can you hammer? Can you saw? Have you done electric? You know, and I'm going, okay, I've done all of these things, you know, Home Depot being a home repair type thing.
Right.
And I'm going, zero, nothing, no calls back, no.
Well, I mean, letter, I have to, I mean, are you applying to Home Depot for, like, to work on the floor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, to work.
Like a corporate
job.
White collar job.
For example, software.
Okay.
Casting QA for overseas suppliers.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know,
right.
things like that where you go, I've done that. I've made the molds and done the casting, and I've inspected things, and I've done the welding, and I've, you know, been overseas working with foreign people doing contract work. And so you go, I'm a good fit, and, you know, 15, 16, 17, 20 jobs applied for later, it's absolutely nothing from those guys.
My guess is that they see you as being sort of either the person who's looking at this or the machine that's looking at it can't tie it together and figure out why is this nuclear engineer and master's degree person applying for these roles. And so, you know, I would hope, and you know, if Gail's listening, maybe she can call us in, that part of what they're doing now over at Execume is helping you also craft the resume for these online job boards. Because that's real important as to what they're trying to capture.
Yep.
But I'd give her a call or send her a note via email. And also, I don't know if this is something you're up for or to do, but over at Refocus on Careers, which is a networking organization that, again, is an affiliate of ours. We do a lot of work with them. They have a meeting this coming Monday. And their meetings are held at the Holiday Inn Select off of Chamblee Dunwoody in 285. And they actually, if you go before the meeting, there's a free resume review.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's I don't know if it's Execume people,
no,
but they have done it there before.
But they
as
have
well.
Done it there. And then, there's a speaker this week is a person by the name of Heidi Berger, who is a career transition coach, and the topic is called Circles of Life.
Yeah, that's another good Refocus on Careers, and they have a website as well, Robert. I'm going to leave you with one more thought before we jump to a break, because it sounds obvious, but it's something for you to keep in mind. You got great experience. Great background. You're obviously very articulate and eminently qualified to do lots of different things. I think, and this is going to sound trite, but it's important. Keep in mind, 70% of jobs for people like you and me who've been working for a while, 70% plus of jobs are filled through networking.
Yep.
So talk to people and get that personal connection rather than the old application and just online job boards. Don't rely on those. Get out and talk to people and try to meet people and don't necessarily ask them for a job. You know, but the more people you talk to, the more people are going to hear about things. And if they can make a personal recommendation, it will far exceed what you will get online. The personal recommendation is going to be your best source, and an introduction made by an individual who has met you and likes you and feels strongly about you will be just the kind of door opener that you need.
Okay.
So anybody who you meet may be a good source for you. But good luck, and let us know as you investigate these suggestions if any of them work out.
Right, and I understand that Refocus on Career, Holiday Inn Select at Chambly Dudley and 285.
Yes,
Monday evening.
Yeah, Monday evening now from 6 to 6:45 is the free resume review, and the meeting starts, I think, promptly at 7 o'clock is when they'll get Heidi up on the floor. And it goes until 8:30. The Holiday Inn there has a small restaurant, so they bring a wait staff comes in, and you can order off the menu, but all that's additional to the $10, I think it is, to show up.
Right.
Okay?
I appreciate the work.
All right, good. And let us know what happens, Robert.
Okay.
Right, will do.
Be back in just a minute with Ben Fink. Stay with us. More legal advice from an expert, 770-226-0920. 770-226-0920. We welcome your question or your comment. We'll be right back.
This is meteorologist Tony Jackson in the WGKA Weather Center. Well, not a bad idea to take the umbrella if you're headed out this afternoon. Rain likely with a thunderstorm or two by the afternoon. Well, the high topping out at around 77 degrees with the overnight low falling to around 62 headed into Sunday. We get some sun and clouds mixed. A slight chance of a thunderstorm by the afternoon, but warm. Highs near 81 degrees and headed into Monday, a scattered thunderstorm possible by the afternoon. High upper 70s. From the WGKA Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Jackson.
Can one meteorologist really be on duty 24/7? Of course not. That's why the 920 WGKA Weather Center is staffed with Atlanta Radio's only team of meteorologists equipped with the latest technology to track Atlanta's changing weather. Don't be fooled. When the weather is hellish and minutes count, we're on the air live while other stations are still trying to track down their weather person. 920 WGKA. Fast, first, and accurate.
Ladies, ever wish you could find a new career outside of corporate America? A way to have a career that gives you the flexibility to spend time with your kids? Consider becoming an independent Cookie Lee Jewelry Consultant, one of America's most exciting and fastest growing home-based businesses.
I love that I can just wear the jewelry and people ask me about it and practically buy it off of me.
Cookie Lee, the 13-year-old national direct sales company, features hundreds of beautiful and affordable high fashion jewelry items you can sell to friends, family, and colleagues. Cookie Lee provides everything you'll need to go into business for yourself. Best of all, the necklaces, bracelets, pendants, and earrings are so beautiful, you will find hosting your own jewelry shows to be an exciting and fun way to have a business.
Because everybody is so helpful, it's like one big family.
Visit www.cookielee.com today and take the first step toward taking charge of your life. Cookie Lee Jewelry, wear it, share it, sell it. Investment required. Complete consultant terms and conditions available at www.cookielee.com. Like other direct selling businesses, personal commitment drives financial results.
Restoring your body, enhancing your natural beauty, nourishing your soul. NovoVisage. NovoVisage and renowned plastic surgeon Mark Klein have teamed up to bring you a Medispa with plastic and reconstructive surgery.
It just made sense to team up with a group of people that were dedicated to delivering the best environment and the best delivery of care in a spa environment, also making it affordable. I mean, plastic surgery isn't just for the rich, for the celebrity.
Spring is here and summer is coming. Get rid of unsightly body hair and unwanted wrinkles at NovoVisage. Prices are now reduced on Botox and laser hair removal. Call NovoVisage today and look great tomorrow. NovoVisage. Massage in the North Point Roswell area on the corner of Mansell and Alpharetta Highway. Call 770-645-4310, 770-645-4310, or log on to novovisage.com. Novo Visage, the best, doesn't have to cost more.
The Army National Guard.
I am 2nd Lieutenant Sean Benton. I am in the field artillery. We find ourselves doing many different things for the community. We are firsthand of what has happened in what we call the global war on terror. I joined the Guard for the educational benefits that were offered through the Guard. I got my degree thanks to the National Guard and the benefits in which I had. Actually, my daughter right now is in basic training. We talk about being a full circle to sit here and look at it and say, hey, my daughter. The feeling of the Guard is you stand a little taller, and where we've gone throughout the world and what we've done, we've accomplished a lot. And with that being said, how can you not be proud of such an organization? Has it changed my life? I wouldn't ever give it up for the world. Hear my story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Georgia National Guard. Aired by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Atlanta's new talk station, now broadcasting through the night at 920 a.m. and online at 920wgka.com.
With straight talk from both sides of the hiring desk, this is The Career Doctors with Deborah Sawyer and Craig Allen. We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190, 404-231-1190.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men
working. From now on, you can't sing here either.
No singing. Terrible voice. Welcome back to the Career Doctors. Last, 20, 30 minutes of the show. Still a chance to get some free legal advice or to get some general advice from Deborah and I. Our numbers are 770-226-0920.
You may call Ben for free legal advice or call Craig and I, and we'll charge you for our legal advice.
Yeah, exactly. With bad legal advice at a high fee. That's Deborah and Craig. Hey, Ben, I got a question for you as a hiring manager.
Illegal legal advice.
Illegal legal advice. As a hiring...
For a fee. Illegal advice for a fee.
Ben, I got questions as a hiring manager.
Right.
I hope he's not listening. I had a candidate this week that we really like who is considering taking a job with my day job company, and he has the mistaken idea that he could live in Athens and work in West Atlanta. And as we all know, the traffic here is not going to work for an Athens commute. That's probably 3 hours each way in morning traffic and so forth. How does a hiring employer suggest, without getting in legal trouble, that we love you, but, you know, that aspiration of living in Athens probably isn't going to be feasible? Can you give somebody a subtle suggestion about...
This person's not from around here,
No, that's why I don't think he's... It's right, he doesn't know the traffic. Ben, can you give somebody in a hiring situation during an interview a subtle suggestion without getting in hot water?
Sure. Something like that is, you know, there is no law that prohibits employers from discriminating against people based on where they live in the United States or in the state of Georgia or anything like that.
So I'm happy now.
to say to him, you know, we really like you, but you're going to have to move a whole lot closer because under the best of circumstances, that's just not going to work. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
So you can make it a condition of employment.
Absolutely. That people do it
not,
all the time.
Can you say you are not allowed to live in Athens?
No, or you I can think just what say, you say is you need to be
and work here.
on time every day.
Right.
We expect you to work the hours that this job requires.
Right.
And we will not accept any excuses from about traffic or about your inability to get here on time and be here every day.
Let's see here. He can drive down 316, get to Gwinnett, get on the bus, and take the bus downtown, and then get on MARTA and take it out to the Hightower station. And then how are they going to get there from the MARTA station?
Well, I didn't do as Ben's suggestion, but I did make a very strong suggestion that it really wasn't going to work.
Did you show him a map?
No, I just kind of said Athens is not going to work. But that's okay, Ben is saying. Right?
It is. I mean, you know, if he wants to get an apartment in Atlanta and, you know, commute here the week, stay during the week, and then head back on the weekends, as long as the job doesn't require him to be on weekends.
The guy's either stupid, which he probably would be discriminating.
He's not from around here.
Or he's,
He's not from around here. He's in Tennessee or something. All right, let me ask you this one, Ben. I had a confounding, somebody said something to me this week.
Maybe he's trying to commute from Athens, Tennessee.
No, Greece. He thinks he can get. I told him the Concorde isn't flying anymore, and even that takes more than 3 hours. Is there a difference? I don't know. Maybe I'm confused about this. Somebody said something about a technical definition that a candidate would not know the difference, but he talked about sort of there's a difference between a full-time permanent employee and what he called a temporary full-time employee, something like that.
In what context?
Have you ever heard anything about this, Ben?
No. In Georgia, as in most states, you're either an employee or you're not. And, in Georgia, a lot of employers have what they call a 90-day probation period and that kind of thing. And it's really fairly meaningless. Once someone's an employee, they're an employee. And if they're an independent contractor of some sort, then you got to make sure that they qualify, according to the IRS, as an independent contractor. And also according to the law of the state that you're in.
All right, let me ask you this one. We were thinking about hiring somebody in a sales role, but not sure not sure about their ability to succeed, but we were sort of interested, and we thought about hiring them as a consultant or a contractor. But then our HR people said, no, you can't tell a contractor what to do.
That's right. I mean,
the distinction
between an employee and an independent contractor is that with an employee, you're controlling the time, the manner, and the place that they work.
Okay.
An independent contractor makes those decisions on his own or her own.
So they can work wherever they want?
The state of Georgia's chamber, Kathy Cox's website is being inundated right now as everybody tries to become an independent contractor.
Exactly. So, Ben, that's correct, then. You really need to hire them if you want to tell them what their quota is and what their job is and what the expectations are.
That's right.
Interesting. You can't hire a contractor and tell them this is what my expectations are, and if you don't deliver, then we're probably not going to continue your contract?
Ah, yes.
Well, it depends on whether – if they have the absolute discretion on how to achieve those goals, then they very well may be an independent contractor and can be treated that way. But if you're going to tell them, you know, when they've got to come to work, what they've got to do when they get there, who they have to go see, how they're going to sell, I mean, all of those are factors that go into whether someone's an independent contractor or not.
All right, so let me turn it around. We're going to hire this person. I'd be better off than making it very clear the conditions of the employment and my expectations right up front, perhaps even putting them in writing. And should I put that in the offer letter or just in their job description?
I would put it in the offer letter if you wanted to apply to that individual.
And make it very clear, and then hire them. And if they can't abide by those parameters, then you're under no obligation under Georgia law to continue to employ them.
That's right.
What do you think of that, Deborah?
I think that's
pretty cut and dry.
Pretty cut and dry.
And quite frankly, under Georgia law, you're under no obligation to continue to employ them, even if they do meet those requirements.
Right. So you got, yeah. Now, Georgia's more liberal in that regard than some states, right?
It is.
Or a right-to-work state.
Right-to-work, is that what the term is?
No.
It has nothing to do with that. At-will employment.
Okay. Right.
What's the difference in a right-to-work versus at-will? Is there a difference?
Right-to-work is really it's not a legal phrase at all. It's just something that's used in, I think California uses it for various reasons, but it's at-will employment is really the concept that you're talking about.
You know, we talk a lot about these sort of non-compete agreements, and you've been on the show before and talked about them. They can be written any way that the employer wants, can't they? I mean, we had a recent issue. We were talking about a person who was actually calling on a company that we were pitching. They were not a client of ours, and we'd never talked to them before. But we happened to find ourselves competing with the same person. The comment was made, yeah, but his non-compete only dealt with companies that had been clients of ours or that he had actively been involved in pitching in the past. So you can define them any way you want, can't you?
Well, you can, but there are, particularly in Georgia, you've got to jump through you got to be very careful and jump through certain hoops to make sure it's enforceable. For example, you cannot have a provision that says that an employee cannot solicit any customers of the company. You can only have a provision that says he cannot solicit customers with whom he had contact while he was employed by you.
You cannot tell him that any current clients, whether he worked on them or not, are off limits?
The only way you could do that is if you have a non-compete provision that's enforceable. And in order to do that, you've got to have somebody that actually has a specific territory,
mm-hmm.
and you define that territory and say that if you leave us, you will not work in that territory for a competitor. But absent that, you can't prohibit them from just soliciting any customer of the company.
Really? I didn't know that. Did you know that, Deborah?
No, I didn't.
That's pretty broad.
It shoots a lot of holes in non-compete. It's employee friendly when it comes to non-compete law.
Shoots a lot of holes in the old non-compete for the company, doesn't it?
No doubt. We have a lot of frustrated clients that are employ a lot of people and can't quite get the protection they'd like to have if they were in another state.
Well, Ben, I must say this has been one of the most informative sessions we've had with you in a while. I appreciate you being with us this Saturday.
My pleasure. I appreciate you having me, even though you made fun of Duke University, my alma mater, before I got on.
I was not happy they lost, but I am happy the Gators are still alive, if that makes you feel any better. Not really, he says.
No love for the Gators here.
No,
Ben, tell everybody where they can check out you, your company on the web, and reach you again during the week if they have a question related to their employment.
Sure. Again, it's Berman Fink Van Horn is a law firm, and our phone number is 404-261-7711, and our website is www.bfvlaw.com.
Ben, thanks again for being with us. Deborah?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ben.
Take care.
See you at the Buckeye Club.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. We're going to continue on the legal theme, despite the fact that we're losing Ben for a minute. We're going to talk about this week's doctor's orders as soon as we come back. 10 ways to avoid ending up in court due to some work-related matters. Deborah and I will share 10 tips that can keep you out of the hot seat, huh?
Yes.
And if you happen to have a question during that period,
feel free to call us, 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920.
When we come back, this week's Doctor's Orders, 10 ways to avoid ending up in court due to work-related matters.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
Well, I was born on a Sunday.
Atlanta's new home for talk.
New home for talk.
920 WGKA.
Hi, Craig Allen here, and you've probably heard me say that people make important judgments about you within 60 seconds of just saying hello. You are what you wear, and my personal choice for fine career clothing has always been H. Stockton Atlanta. A local institution, H. Stockton has been your home for the finest in men's and women's career and casual clothing for over 40 years. You too can enjoy ready-to-wear and custom-made suits in the richest, most luxurious wools from Samuelson and Hickey Freeman, and a wide variety of beautiful dress shirts in Oxford cloth and supple Sea Island cotton. H. Stockton makes you feel like $1 million, and boy do I love those ties. Gorgeous yet understated silk ties to help any man make his own personal fashion statement. With 5 stores throughout Atlanta, including downtown, Cobb on Cumberland Boulevard, North Point Village in Alpharetta, Park Place across from Perimeter Mall, and Lenox Mall. Remember, you simply can't afford not to look your very best. Get over to H. Stockton today and put your career on the fast track. I guarantee it'll be worth the trip, and tell them the Career Doctor sent you.
Did you know one of the leading providers of world-class retail selling environments is right here in Atlanta? Do you love the world of retail and commercial marketing and design? Do you have experience managing complex projects or interfacing with clients? Are you seeking a new career challenge? If you answered yes, Miller Zell would like to hear from you. Miller Zell is the 30-year-old Atlanta-based firm that creates better solutions that drive better business results for some of the world's best-known companies. As an account or project manager, you can work with Fortune 100 clients like Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Coca-Cola. We're seeking candidates with solid sales, marketing, and project management experience. Explore the possibilities and contact us at recruitme@millerzell.com. That's recruitme@millerzell.com. Millerzell is an equal opportunity employer, and all inquiries will be held in strict confidence to preserve your privacy.
Millerzell.
Millerzell. Millerzell, where it's all about you.
Ladies, ever wish you could find a new career outside of corporate America? A way to have a career that gives you the flexibility to spend time with your kids? Consider becoming an independent Cookie Lee Jewelry Consultant, one of America's most exciting and fastest growing home-based businesses.
I love that I can just wear the jewelry and people ask me about it and practically buy it off of me.
Cookie Lee, the 13-year-old national direct sales company, features hundreds of beautiful and affordable high fashion jewelry items you can sell to friends, family, and colleagues. Cookie Lee provides everything you'll need to go into business for yourself. Best of all, the necklaces, bracelets, pendants, and earrings are so beautiful, you will find hosting your own jewelry shows to be an exciting and fun way to have a business.
Because everybody is so helpful, it's like one big family.
Visit www.cookielee.com today and take the first step toward taking charge of your life. Cookie Lee Jewelry, wear it, share it, sell it. Investment required. Complete consultant terms and conditions available at www.cookielee.com. Like other direct selling businesses, personal commitment drives financial results.
Remember to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight as we begin daylight savings time. It's also a good time to replace the battery in your smoke detector. This reminder from 920 WGKA.
You're getting an inside perspective on the world of work from the Career Doctors with Craig Allen and Deborah Sawyer. We're taking your calls at 404-231-1190. 404-231-1190.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal.
Welcome back to the Career Doctors. Deborah Craig, as we slide into today's doctor's orders, 10 ways to avoid ending up in court due to work-related matters.
Stepping on your toe at work here.
Yep.
Legal writers. Number one tip on how to avoid ending up in court at work, Deborah?
It is, remember, your computer is not your personal property.
Talk about this a lot, don't
we? Yeah. Oh, there was even more on it this week that a lot of companies are actually shutting down access to your personal websites because they're concerned, you know, like your personal email, your Yahoo and Hotmail and those kind of accounts, your Gmail, they're shutting down access because they're afraid they're going to get hit by a virus.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I've seen that before.
You can't even get there from work. But you need to invest in one. I think that makes sense. I do, too.
Knowing how my kids get on my computer and it's suddenly infected.
I
agree with that.
So remember, your computer at work is not your computer at home. It is not personal property. So don't surf inappropriate websites. Don't send personal emails. And don't look for a job while you are on the job.
Boy, that last one's important, isn't it, Deborah?
It is.
Got a quick question from, I guess this is John in Atlanta, relating to a legal issue. We've lost Ben, but maybe we can answer it.
Ben,
John?
If you're still listening, you can call us back.
Yeah, Ben, you can call us back. Exactly. John, are you with us?
I'm here.
You got a question, legal question.
The question was, our employee policy was written that addresses residuals and benefits, and it says in there that you can't receive any residuals, which is a little bit of percentages of customers that you built up over time if you don't produce more than four deals per month. However, if you're sick, let's say in my case for the last 8 months, and could not get out there and make at least four deals, which is really, that's a liberal policy, but nevertheless, these are existing customers already built up over time, but yet now they're keeping my residuals for the last 6 months.
I think I'm going to have to recommend, unless Ben calls back, we're going to recommend you call Ben over at his firm, because that is a technical question about residual commissions.
Yes.
And it may have some technical issues around it. Deborah's quickly going to grab Ben's phone number.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Got it. Hang on a second. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, okay. I kind of thought it
might be a good question.
It's a great question. It certainly doesn't seem fair to me, but I would certainly give, and I would give them a call. It's 404
261-7711. All right. I really appreciate it.
Good question.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. And good luck.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Good question. We just missed by like 2 minutes,
missed.
Didn't we?
Yep.
Good question. Ben, they call back. If he does, Gene will put him through. Otherwise, hopefully, John will call Ben at the firm and get the answer. Number two, second way to avoid ending up in court due to work-related matters, act like a professional. You're at work. You're not at a fraternity party. You know, we joke about these kind of things. Observe common interpersonal courtesy with people. Don't say things that are inappropriate. Obviously, discrimination is a big issue, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's discrimination.
Yep.
You don't need this kind of stuff in your life. We got enough in our lives without lawsuits related to what we do at work. Watch what you say and who you say it to.
Number three, be mindful of the corporate culture. Find out what behavior is and is not acceptable in your company. And don't try to be a renegade. Try to fit in. Renegades will get, you get pointed out pretty quickly.
Yeah. There's not a lot of corporations that like renegades anymore, are there?
No.
It's tough. You gotta kind of fit into some culture here. Number four, know what you're signing before you sign it. Here's a gentleman just called, didn't he?
Yes.
Here's a gentleman who signed an agreement about residuals. Residuals are payments that carry on either in subsequent quarters, months, or even years.
Typically, it's kind of a sales role, like your monthly payment, you get a little bit of it. Yeah,
exactly. So this tip is know what you're signing before you sign it. Read documents that are given to you upon starting a new job carefully before you sign them. Ben has talked a lot about that. Everybody gets a new employee package. Many of them have new employee policies. The policies can sometimes be, as Deborah knows, many, many pages long. Know what you're signing so that you understand the rules about using the computer at work.
Yep.
You understand the rules about showing up on time. and a consultant attorney if you don't understand
I would even say if you're in that type of a role and there is a contract put in front of you, it is, you know, money well spent, the $200+ that you might spend with an attorney to sit down with him or her and have them go through it.
Yep.
They're going to find things in there. I mean, I've done it myself where they find things that say, gee, you know what? If I were reading this one way, I'd see it. Hey, this is not bad. But if I read it a different way.
Could be negative.
It could be very negative.
That's right. You know, I asked the funny question. I had never done my drug test. And it was a condition of employment. And it said, part of your offer is contingent upon a successful drug test.
Are you just now getting dried out?
Well, it was, you know, and so I finally went, went and got the drug test just so I would have that on the record as positive. They haven't given me the results, though. I got to find out if I passed. So know what you're signing before you sign it.
I don't know if I can say, follow that one. Okay, number five. Remember... you should have done this one because I don't.
Yeah, I'll do
that.
It. Number five. She doesn't agree with it, so I like to do this one. Remember, the money is won or lost before you walk in the door. Get your agreements up front before you accept a new position. Once you're in there, you'll lose your leverage because you're basically there. You've signed on. You don't have the leverage that you would have as a highly sought after candidate on the outside. Shoot for an employment agreement if you can get it. Hopefully, one that has a term. And be prepared to back down to a severance agreement if you can get it. That's sort of my side of the desk as the candidate. Deborah, obviously, for obvious reasons, doesn't like that kind of advice. But if you can get it, you'll be protected in the long run. Okay. Number six.
Don't quit or announce you're leaving until you have, this is very important, until you have everything in writing. Yes, you got to have that. Yeah, make sure you've gotten the offer letter, that you have signed it and you have returned it and they have received it before you go in there and tell your boss that you are leaving.
Incredibly important, isn't
Incredibly
it?
Incredibly important. And that means poker face. You know, that means you've got to stay engaged while you're going through that. Now, there are times that you're going to want to maybe step out of certain kinds of meetings, especially you're going to work for a competitor and there's a general strategy meeting.
Right.
You might need to go to the dentist that day.
Yeah, you want to avoid getting yourself in a tough situation.
Yeah, because you could end up getting sued for that.
Yep.
Or sitting through that strategy meeting knowing that you're already out the door.
Right.
And avoid discussing terms or conditions of your new potential job with anyone except for family. And I don't quite, yeah, you've got to, you know, a lot of people have
there.
A kitchen, no, I think a lot of people need a kitchen cabinet. And they need to, a board of advisors, your own personal board of advisors that you're going to walk through these things with.
Good.
Right?
Mentors, people you can trust.
Right, yeah. And then, you know, make sure that you do not go in and do anything stupid to cut ties with your present employer to get yourself fired before. And I've seen that happen.
Yeah,
the guy goes
the time,
in and
yeah.
he gets himself fired while we're still negotiating the offer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard to pick up.
And then suddenly the job doesn't happen. And then you're nowhere.
Yeah, well, why'd they fire him, Deborah?
Yeah.
Well, because he went in there and made an ass of himself.
Yeah, don't want to do that. Number seven, Jeff will be in to talk to you about your words in a minute. Number seven, be mindful of EEOC laws that affect your company.
And your drug problem.
Be mindful of EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity, C. I don't know what the C stands for in that, EEOC. Take time to understand your responsibilities as a hiring manager. Don't ask inappropriate questions during interviews. Don't discriminate against people. Don't give people for racial or sexual preference or
And as you're interviewing them, they'll say, what church do you go to?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Not good. Be mindful of the laws before you step in it and cause yourself problems.
Yes. Are you and your husband planning to have children?
Is that a belly on you? Number eight.
Watch what you say and ask a prospective candidate when interviewing him or her. Again, in my business, we spend a good, you know, bit of time going through, sitting down.
We
get retrained every year because the laws do change.
Yep.
Making sure, you know, I cannot ask if you're eligible to work in this. I can ask you, are you eligible to work in this country? I cannot ask you what your status is. I can't say, what is your work status?
I
can say, are you eligible to work in this country?
The way you ask it is important. Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Number nine, get professional advice. Hire an attorney, as Deborah said, if you find yourself in a situation where you need expert advice. Don't be penny wise and career foolish. It'll cost you a lot more if you're not protected.
And number 10, remember you have rights, even if you are terminated. Attempt to appeal to the charitable side of a former employer when negotiating. Take time to read your termination agreements before you sign them. This happens. They push it in front of you, and they wave a check.
Yep.
And they say, sign
here
right
and get your
now,
money.
Yep. And I've got this nice check for you. Don't do it.
Act quickly.
Don't do it.
Don't
take
do
it home.
Take it to them at least overnight and look at
overnight,
it.
Overnight, look
it,
at
and
it.
And
get the
it.
Emotional yeah. out of what just happened. Get the wind back in your sails and then say, I'll take my check now.
Spend the $150 for a lawyer, $250, yep. whatever it takes to make sure that what you're signing is something you can live with, right?
Yep.
Deborah, if they want to talk to you during the week.
Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H at career-doctors.com.
And Craig, C-R-A-I-G at career-doctors.com. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. Have a great week.
Sitting alone in the dark, wasting my time in the park, cause I got
920 WGKA Atlanta, a service of Salem Communications.